Good Times with Weapons, from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, at en.wikipedia.org. Good Times with Weapons is the first episode of the 8th season of the American animated series South Park, and the 112th episode of the series. It originally aired on March 17, 2004. In the episode, the boys are transformed into Japanese warriors after they buy martial arts weapons at a local market. Their sworn enemy, Professor Chaos, confronts them, and a highly stylized battle ensues. The episode's animation routinely switches from the usually cutout and solid color style to a highly stylized anime theme. This was the first episode with April Stewart as the bulk of the female characters following Aliza Schneider's departure. The episode was written by series co-creator Trey Parker. In 2015, he and co-creator Matt Stone listed it as their second favorite episode of the series. The episode was rated TVMAL in the United States. Section 1. Plot. At the Park County Fair, the boys find a vendor selling East Asian weapons. The vendor says that he cannot sell weapons to people under 18 without parental approval, so the boys lie by claiming that they are brothers and that their parents died in a car accident the previous year, convincing the vendor to give them the weapons. Stan purchases a pair of Tofka, Kyle gets Nuchuku, Cartman gets a pair of Sai, and Kenny purchases a pair of Sakken-style Shuriken. After showing their weapons off to Craig, Clyde, and Tolkien, the boys go around town pretending to be ninjas, becoming anime-like characters with their own individual superpowers. The animation style takes on an overall Japanese look and switches to a CinemaScope aspect ratio whenever this happens in the original print at 4:3. Butter sees them playing and wants to join, but the boys refuse to let him. Butters then goes home and becomes his supervillain alter ego, Professor Chaos, and sets off to get his revenge on the four ninjas. Professor Chaos neutralizes Kyle and Stan, so Kenny comes to their defense and throws one of his shuriken. It hits Butters in the eye and becomes lodged in it, ending the boys' playtime. They realize that Butters needs medical attention, but taking him to the local hospital would result in their parents discovering their purchases. When an attempt to extract the shuriken from the eye fails, the boys decide to dress Butters up like a dog by gluing Sparky's fur to him and take him to the veterinarian. On the way, the boys encounter Craig, Jimmy, Clyde, and Tolkien, and have to hide Butters in an abandoned oven so nobody sees him. Much to their chagrin, they have copied the boys and obtained weapons from the same vendor. The two ninja groups fight, but in the midst of all the chaos, Butters escapes. The four boys forced Craig's group to help them search for Butters, threatening to tell on them if they do not. A weakened, delirious Butters makes his way to the hospital, but his disguise fools the attending doctor, who sends Butters to the local animal shelter. There, the veterinarian determines that the only thing to do is to put Butters to sleep, but Butters escapes. The boys decide to dispose of the evidence and return to the fair to have the vendor refund their money, which he refuses to do. Craig and the others inform them that they have seen Butters wandering around on the other side of the fair towards an auction that all their parents are attending. Cartman decides to use his ninja power of invisibility to walk across the auction stage to get to Butters undetected and remove his clothes. However, in real life, Cartman inadvertently ends up streaking across the stage. Butters staggers onto the stage and collapses. The final scene shows the townsfolk protesting at an emergency meeting at the community center due to an outrage at the auction. The boys believe the outrage in question is Butters' injury, which has been medically treated by this time. But it soon transpires that the real issue is Cartman's public nudity. Cartman explains that it was a wardrobe malfunction, a reference to the Super Bowl XXXVIII halftime show controversy that occurred 6 weeks prior to the episode's airing. And the episode ends with Stan, Kyle, and Kenny addressing the issue that adults are more offended by sex than violence, allowing them to keep their weapons after Kyle suggested that Cartman should be punished. The episode ends with a freeze frame of Stan, Kyle, and Kenny in anime-style posing. Section 2. Production. The episode features some ninja counterparts of the original cast of characters that appear to be modeled after the video game sprites from Capcom's Street Fighter Alpha 3. Let's Fighting Love is a theme song that mixes Japanese and English lyrics in a style parody of anime theme songs, including that of Dragon Ball Z. The song is performed by Parker. Section 3. Home Media. Good Times with Weapons, along with the 13 other episodes from South Park's 8th season, was released on a 3-disc DVD set in the United States on August 29, 2006. The set includes brief audio commentaries by Parker and Stone for each episode. In 2006, the episode was also included in South Park The Hits, Volume 1, a DVD compilation which features Parker and Stone's 10 favorite episodes. On March 6, 2007, the day before the 11th season began, this episode was re-rendered in HD at 16:9 widescreen and was free with purchases of an Xbox 360 console or HD DVD drive at Best Buy on a single HD DVD disc from March 20th to April 3rd. It was also free on the Xbox 360 marketplace for 2 weeks from March 6th to March 20th. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 Unported License. This audio file was recorded on the 26th of March, 2024.